Hello, and thank you for coming to the Spotlight number 11 with Concierge Care Advisors. My name is Mary Cordova. I'm the co-founder of Concierge Care Advisors. We help seniors stay in their home safely or make a transition when they're no longer safe. Today, I'm joined with two of my wonderful senior advisors, Jenny Austin and Kelsey Jokum. Thank you so much for coming, you guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. So say a little bit about yourselves, your background, and how long you've been with the company, and then we'll move forward with talking a little bit about holidays and how it can be overwhelming to people with memory loss.
Sure. Well, I'm Jenny. I've been in the industry for, this is my 15th year. Time flies.
Yes.
I spent 10 years in a assisted living community, and I've been with Concierge Care Advisors for 4 years now. And I am also on the board of directors for Healthcare Providers Council of Pierce County.
Wonderful. And what a great event you guys put on. Thank you, Miss Jenny. Mm-hmm. Kelsey, social worker, Pierce County.
Yes, I'm Kelsey. I've been with Concierge about 3.5 years. And prior to that, I spent my social work career in skilled nursing facilities for about 7 years, helping patients get discharged.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. We are so blessed to have you guys on our team and your backgrounds and your passion for seniors. Thank you for showing up to the spotlight. It's been fun to have Jenny on a couple episodes and now have you on, Kelsey, as well, and to bring your knowledge. And today we're going to talk about the holidays and just how overwhelming sometimes it can be for seniors with memory loss, with families, with emotions. I recently went out with a family member. As you guys know, I don't do that very often, but it was a friend of a family member that wanted to go look at adult family homes. And the family was sharing with me it was their father's 85th birthday party. They had a cake and presents and everything, and he would not leave his adult family home. And the family, of course, took it to heart and were very disappointed, not looking at, you know what, Dad has a disease and it's called memory loss and dementia, and it's overwhelming for him. This new environment of an adult family home has become his home now. And I think sometimes for family members, as much as they want people to settle in, they always want home to be wherever the adult children are. And that's not always the case. The home now is hopefully where they've settled in, whether it's the assisted living or the adult family home or the memory care. To me, it's an amen and a blessing if you go get your family member and they don't want to go. It means they're home. And that becomes their home. So I think embracing them and where they're at and wherever they call home and bring the little get-togethers to them. But what I'd like to share today, if you guys could share, what does that look like? And it may be a small gathering. It may be a big gathering. It may be, you know, the blessing to be settled somewhere at an assisted living, to be a part of all of those holiday celebrations that come. But I would just like to open the floor and share a little bit about the advantages of being in senior care during the holiday season. Jenny, we'll start with you since you ran a community for 10 years and saw quite a few holidays, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know, I always thought that the holidays were wonderful in senior living. You know, the communities were always decorated so beautifully and the residents were just always so happy. They loved watching us decorate and they'd always give their input. And you know, when we'd have Thanksgiving dinner or, you know, Christmas dinner, we would just make it such a grand affair. And I would always tell the families, hey, come have dinner with us because you don't have to clean up when we're done.
Exactly.
And they just loved hearing that. And you're so right about, you know, meeting the residents where they are and not disrupting their routines. I think that's just really, really important when you're dealing with memory loss. But also, you know, it's important for the families to really accept their loved ones' new homes and new situations. And so, Yeah, I think celebrating holidays in senior living is really important for the family members to do.
Yeah, and I think when we are transitioning people to new environments during the holiday seasons, as you both know, we often have adult children say, "Oh, mom just wants that one last holiday at home." And that one last holiday turns into five Christmases or five, holiday seasons later. And I think the biggest thing that we can share with family members is move prior to the holiday. As Miss Jenny just mentioned, the joy of putting up two Christmas trees and sharing with 50 other residents where they think the decorations should go, right? And all of that input that comes from all of that. But just the social environment, not being alone, and during the holiday season, seeing the joy. And even if you've lost a loved one, there's other adult or there's other seniors that have lost loved ones as well in those environments. I absolutely promise you. So even if you feel that mom is going through the loss of her husband and you want her to give her time, the best way she can get over that loss and that feeling of loss is being in an environment where there's socialness going on, where there's other people that have experienced that loss of a loved one, of a partner of 70 years. So don't always, I think for power of attorneys, listening to their parents, because sometimes we roll over to our parents and not always bring in an expert like you, Jenny, or an expert like you, Kelsey, to share the benefits of a holiday move. So, Kelsey, I would like you to just be able to expand on the benefits of, the activities and what you have seen when somebody is apprehensive of a move, but then a good outcome afterwards.
Yes, to continue with what you said, the assisted really livings really take the holidays as an opportunity to day life as joyful as possible and extend that season. So rather than just going out to their family to enjoy one day, they get to be part of the decorating and watching movies together, having special meals, and like you said, being around others that they can relate to at this point in their life is so important. They can still bring their family to them to celebrate.
Absolutely. All of the communities welcome families, adult family homes welcome families to celebrate. And all of the assisted livings usually have meals, of course, on the holiday, but they have holiday dinners on other dates so they don't interfere also with family members that might be taking their loved ones out. So that's really important. The musicals, the kids that come in, and all of the holiday festivity that goes with it is just so wonderful. And I think if we can talk a little bit about prompting families for their involvement during the holiday season to bring in their family members, to bring in their favorite grandchildren to come visit and all of that. But also, as we all shared, meeting people where they're at, and it's okay that they don't want to leave their community to go home, whichever they call home, they have a new home now. And so I think that should bring joy to the family members too, even though it hurts and the feelings get twisted inside. But if mom doesn't want to come home and her new home has become home, that's a win. And I think adult children need to
Absolutely.
grasp that and know when if they're happy enough to stay there for holiday and that's their new home, it's really an amen. And that's something that we look at and go, gosh, we help them make a good transition. And it's become
Exactly.
their safe space. They're surrounded by their caregivers. They can still enjoy their family
Yes,
without feeling so far
absolutely.
out of their element. I love that. I love that, Kelsey. They have their caregivers. That's their, lifeline, right? They know, how they want their meal. They know, when they need to bring in the newspaper and all of those routines. It's their safe space. I think that's a great way to put it. That's awesome. I love that. And Miss Jenny, I mean, who doesn't want 50 grandmas around them telling them where to put the Christmas ornaments, right?
Oh yeah, that was, one of my favorite things was decorating my little window. I had a window that looked out onto the dining room from my office, and for every season I decorated that window and I would have an audience.
Oh, I love it. I love it. and they all like to obviously give input and do it their way. So,
Absolutely.
and for them to come to that window every season and see, oh, what did Miss Jenny do this time? And the joy
Exactly.
that that brings them, you know? I just love that. Just wanted to share a little bit about some advice for caregivers. Often remind caregivers to take a moment to cherish these moments with their new loved ones that they may be overseeing at the retirement communities or at the adult family homes, knowing that during the holidays can be joyous times, but it can also be very sad times, right? During missing people, maybe it's the first Christmas that we're doing without our brother, our sister, our mom, our dad, our grandparent. So all of those emotions play into the holidays, and being mindful of that and sharing that with our adult children to be sensitive to your parents. Be respectful of your parents. If they don't want to leave, know that there's joy in your heart to know that mom feels safe enough that she doesn't want to go to your home for holiday, that this now is home. And it's harder for the adult children, I'm sure, than the seniors after they have transitioned. And mom doesn't want to come to my house anymore. As Miss Jenny mentioned, why do you want them to come to your house? You get to have a big holiday and walk away from the private dining room and ask the care staff to clean it up. So
Exactly.
there's so many wonderful common areas in assisted living, so much joy that they bring into those communities. They spend, a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of activity coordinators, spending time to know what brings joy to these seniors, especially during these hard times, but also joyous times during Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, and other holidays that are upon us. I'd like for both of you just to kind of share if there's been an experience that you would like to share with either one of your loved ones, one of your patients that you have placed during the holidays, and the good outcomes that have come from it. I'll start
Yeah,
with.
I have an experience. I used to love actually working on Thanksgiving Day or Christmas Day, because it was usually quiet and I got to get a lot of work done, and I always earned a little more money, and so I would always volunteer. One year, I was working with a couple, and I asked them if they wanted to come in to have Thanksgiving dinner that day, and I wasn't expecting them to say yes. I figured they had family, and they said absolutely, we'd love to come in and have a tour and everything. And I found out they didn't have any family,
Oh.
and so they came in and had Thanksgiving dinner with me, and it was so memorable. They had such a wonderful time. And meeting the other residents, they moved in to the community, and Flo was the wife. She actually still lives there, so whenever I go back to visit, I see her.
Oh.
I'll never forget that day,
I
though.
bet. And just the blessing that you were for them. And as much as you thought they had plans, for some reason you asked and they didn't, and what a
Right.
blessing you were to include them and make them feel comfortable. Who knows if they could even have cooked a meal or gone out to get a meal, right?
Right. Yeah.
That's wonderful. I don't know if you guys remember a couple years ago, we got Thanksgiving meals for seniors through a charity, and there were so many that not only was it a blessing for our company, of course, to deliver Thanksgiving meals. I think we did it through Denny's or something. I can't even remember, but just to know that there were that many people that weren't going to have a Thanksgiving dinner. So we blessed, I don't know how many people, but I don't know if that's something that we'll do again this year, but that is something that I'll never forget as well, because those kind of memories are just life-changing when you can make a difference in a senior's life. Kelsey, I would like you to share a little bit of distress and what to look for, perhaps when you have people with dementia that may be overwhelmed, and how can you, bring that circle a little smaller to not overwhelm the patient.
Sure. I think whether you're celebrating at the at the community or at your own home, you know, paying attention to this, all the background noise, whether it's a large crowd, if there's a lot of commotion, you know, and reading their nonverbal cues, you know, even maybe pulling at clothes or just signs of being uncomfortable could be all, you know, a lot of auditory stimulation. So softer music is better. And if they seem overstimulated, just taking a break, going to a quieter area, and to be mindful with dementia, that especially those car rides and being dropped off, that can be one area where there'll be that heightened confusion and they'll need some time with the caregiver to
perfect
calm down.
Yeah, absolutely love that. And those non-verbal signs, you know, somebody's getting agitated, they're pulling out their clothes, it just maybe the music's too loud, maybe 20 people are overwhelming, bring them to a little circle with three or four people. Allow them to be heard. Some of those are just so amazing. And families are not experts with memory loss and dementia and Alzheimer's as you guys are. So the more information that we can give them, first, they don't take it personally. But if they don't know that these are signs of the disease, they'll take it personally. Mom doesn't want to come with me anymore, you know? Those are hurtful, but you know, once they understand, mom loves a small environment. She feels secure here. There's five other people that she knows really well. Her caregiver is the same person that wakes her up and takes her to the restroom three times a day on her shift. She feels comfortable and confident with this caregiver. So it's not that they're replacing family, they're augmenting family. To, you know, obviously take them to the next journey. And when anyone, of course, it you know, pulls on the heartstrings a little bit. But again, as a family member, there can't be anything better than walking away knowing that your mom feels so comfortable she doesn't want to leave to go with you. So to me, that's a huge success. But I love that you're talking about the sensory overload, Kelsey. I think that's so important because the agitation can be diminished if we know what the environment should look like to keep somebody calm and in a safe space. So important. Is there anything that you guys would like to add to dementia holidays? Any red flags? Anything that we should be aware of? Of course, wanting to move people if you're ready to transition way prior to holidays so you can enjoy the holidays. But we're absolutely here to help with same day transitions, whether it's the day before Thanksgiving or the day after any holiday. We're here, of course, to serve you. But I'd like you guys to close with any last thought that may be of help to someone dealing with the fatigue or overstimulated in this environment going into the holiday season. I'll start with you, Miss Jenny.
Well, I just want to say that, you know, it could be a really sad time for people. You know, my best friend just lost her mom. Mm-hmm. And her mom and dad just moved into senior living. So her dad is there alone. So, you know, it's going to be hard for him, I think, yeah. You know, this holiday season.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of widows facing the holidays alone for the first time. I mean, I can't even imagine, you know, what that feels like.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, that's definitely something people need to think about and consider.
Yeah, and just meet them where they're at. My father has been gone since 2009 when we created this company, now about 15 years ago. And mom doesn't go to holiday anywhere except she wants people just to stop in randomly throughout her day. She wants to stay on the couch and watch sports and, you know, do her thing. But you have to meet them where they're at. You know, the first couple of years, of course, it was encouraging her to keep coming to holiday. And then she voiced her concerns and said, you know what? I'm going to stay in my house and enjoy my holiday, my TV. And if you guys want to come visit me, you can do it sporadically throughout the day. We have found that that has been better because people stop by pretty much from 11 a.m. until 9 at night. And not everyone's there at the same time. So we just get some special time with her during holiday on one-on-ones with our children. And then the next batch comes. So meeting people where they're at, I think, creates good outcomes. Kelsey, anything you would like to share?
Well, and knowing that when especially for our widows who are at home alone and haven't moved yet, the holidays can be such an isolating time if they don't have family nearby or if they've lost them. So just understanding going to a community that they can really find that sense of community again and make the holidays more enjoyable.
Absolutely. You know, I think there's a lot of adult children that don't want to move during the holidays. There's no better time to move. There really isn't. Move before the holidays. You're part of that, as Miss Jenny said, the assisted livings that are decorating for any reason that they can, celebrating for any reason that they can. And it's just a joyous time, even though people are going through loss and it may be a hard time, as Jenny said, a best friend that is not only her going without her mother, but her father now without his partner of life. And, you know, it's a new way of life. So being respectful, meeting people where they're at, but giving them a little nudge to know that during the holidays can be an amazing time. We also know that most assisted livings can do a short-term respite for 30 days. You can give it a go during the holidays, see how you're transitioning. But there's no more activity going on during the holidays at these communities than during these from now until the end of the year. So I would certainly say great time to take advantage of it. Jenny and Kelsey, thank you so much for coming to the spotlight today. We certainly appreciate both of you down, one in South King, one in Pierce. Of course, Jenny covers Pierce County and South King as well. But thank you so much for coming to the spotlight. You can reach Concierge Care Advisors at www.conciergecareadvisors.com. We help seniors stay in their home safely with third-party in-home care agencies and also have 10 advisors that are well-diverse to help seniors transition into all environments, whether it's adult family homes, assisted livings, or memory cares. We're here to help you. We are free of charge. We're paid by the senior housing communities. And thank you again for coming to the spotlight, you two. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you.